Dun 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 dun. Well, it's not Tuesday, it's Wednesday. I got up yesterday, I did get the papers, but then I had to have a call with a guy in the UK. Well, I actually had a call with a guy from the UK at 6:30 in the morning yesterday morning. So I was up at the fucking crack of a sparrow's fart. A man who was saying about how to market your podcast properly and get more listeners. And it's only going to cost me $7,000 if I want to pay that. Or I should say we. It's only going to cost me and Toby $7,000. The reality is it's going to cost me $7,000. I'm not going to do it. So I'm not going to pay $7,000 because it's one of those. I just think they're a bit of a con. It's one of those, you know, online. Ooh, yes. Some self-development, you know, improve your things. Send us lots of. The only person making lots of money is the person selling $7,000 courses online. So I don't think I'm going to be doing it. Sorry. Right. So anyway, so why am I saying that? Oh, yeah. So that was Tuesday. So I got up at 6:30. I had that meeting. Then I went and got the paper. Then I got back from having the paper. I had to fix my car. The suspension had fucked up. I had to take it or get it to the local mechanic. Couldn't even limp it to the mechanic. Had to call a tow truck. Tow truck came. Boom. Then I had to work. I was really busy. Kept thinking, I'll do the papers. The day got away with me. I couldn't be fucked to do it yesterday. I've gone and bought some new papers today. I'm doing it now. Okay? Right. All right, I've got two papers. I've got the Sydney Morning Herald and I've got the Australian. I've read them both. They're fucking cunting bollocks. I'm just going to race through them as quickly as I can. On the front cover of the Sydney Morning Herald, the biggest font is Molly's Death, Court Decisions Under Fire. Basically, there was a lady called Molly Ticehurst who was murdered by a man called Anastasia. Can't remember his name. His name is... Daniel Billings, sort of charged with murder, but in brackets, domestic violence. So sort of murdered her and sexually assaulted her, but it was her partner. So again, the most important decision you're going to make in your life is the partner that you have, and you've got to parent your children properly in order to let them know that that's going to be the most important decision they're ever going to make. Not what car they're going to buy, what job they're going to have. That's not an excuse, obviously. The guy's obviously another fucking low-life piece of shit that deserves to rot in hell. So that's that story. I can whiz through these. There's no information in these papers at all. Bleak outlook for Star as Crown gets license back. Basically, the Crown Casinos has got its license back, which means that the Star, which I think hasn't changed its fucking business practices, it's saying that it may not get its license back. Something like that. I'm not interested. It's a casino. I don't want it on the front fucking page. I couldn't care less about it. Something about toxic forever chemicals that we live with every day. They're all on all of our things. Yeah, well, obviously, you know, when you buy things, try to buy things that are as organic and safe as possible. Great. They're more on the bleak outlook for the Star as the Crown is awarded a license. Not interested. A-League player Torres charged with rape and assault. An A-League, which is the Australian Soccer League. There's a Central Coast football star called Andrew Torres, who's a Colombian 24-year-old guy who's been arrested and charged with rape and assault. Great, there's another guy that doesn't know how to treat another human properly. Doctors awarded $230 million for unpaid overtime. I don't need to read the article. Doctors have been awarded $230 million for unpaid overtime. That's it. That's all you need to know. Basically, the Sydney Morning Herald could be one page with a big advert on half of the front page and then just some bullet points underneath, and that would be the newspaper. A teenager is first charged in new laws. There's a new law called the... What was it, Dale? See, I should use the highlighter and highlight the words, and then I would... Oh, post and boast laws, which is basically if you are posting stuff on social media about your crimes, or basically a 15-year-old boy is the first... first one that's been charged under those new rules, and that was for stealing a Ferrari and a BMW and lots of break and enter things. Again, comes down to poor parenting. Where are the parents of the 15-year-old boy? They're obviously fucking losers. So that's the end of that. Coalition pushes social media age limit. Young children should be blocked from social media to protect them from violent content in a coalition call for compulsory age verification. I agree with that. Children don't need to be looking at violent content. I find X has lots of violent stuff in it. I don't want to see violent content. Not interested. Oh, what's happening with the Roselle traffic thing? Oh, Roselle traffic. Oh, must know. Oh, is there anything in the paper? Oh, there is on page 4. It's okay. Roselle traffic woes known way in advance. Toll road giant Transurban has revealed it undertook high-level analysis of traffic hotspots and other likely impacts of the Roselle interchange in inner Sydney as far back as July 22 and shared it with the Coalition state government. Not interested. Premier announces review into death of Forbes woman. That's the same. That's the Daniel Billings thing. Not interested. Price pressures set to ease, but taxes to surge. Inflation is expected to fall to its lowest level since the third wave of COVID-19. Swept through the country by Australians struggling with cost of living pressures have been hit by a surge in state and federal government taxes. Figures compiled by the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed a 10% or $2,100 jump in the tax take per person collected by the federal government through 2022-23. Great! It followed a near 2,600 increase in the average Commonwealth tax person. What? It followed a near $2,600 increase in the average Commonwealth tax person the previous financial year. With doesn't make sense. Not reading it. If you can't get the fucking sentence correct, I'm not interested. Double page spread on the Forever Chemicals. Not interested. Oh, Australians feel the strain of Gaza war. Community safety is under threat and ethnic tensions are on the rise after months of conflict in the Middle East, with 61% of Australians saying the country is suffering from greater racism and religious intolerance. How many people did you survey? 20,000? 30,000? Did you survey 1 million people to get that? No, you surveyed 1,610 people across 4 days. Not interested. Does anyone answer a survey? Oh, hello, I'm ringing a survey. Not interested. Fuck off, I've got other better things to do. So who's the person giving the survey? It's a nonsense. Anyway, the fucking tensions are right. Greater racism in Australia. Ridiculous. I'm not being cynical or miserable, as you can hear. Affordable housing target too low community groups. New apartment buildings in the state government's 37 transport development zones will initially be required to include just 2% of affordable housing. Not interested. Criminals infiltrate elite police drug task force. It's basically an elite Fijian police task force working with Australia and New Zealand to fight surging drug trafficking. But apparently it's been infiltrated by some drug syndicate run by a guy called Zhao Fugang. That's it. Oh, mother of stab victim calls for action on mental health. That's the mother of one of the people stabbed at the Westfield stabbing in Bondi, has said there needs to be more done about mental health. 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 It's fucking endless. 2 pages on stuff about sort of the Kokoda track and Anzac Day and other stuff, because it's Anzac Day tomorrow. Not interested. I'm not interested in it. I don't care. I don't care. Great, you went to war, you did some fighting in World War I, I think. Not interested in it. I just don't care about it. Murder charges could be defendable, right? Remember the gay police officer, Beau Lamar Condon, that shot his ex-partner and that ex-partner's new partner to death, killed them? Apparently, the charges could be defendable. So murder could be defendable. And you know why? Why might it be defendable? Defendable? Oh, mental health, mental health, mental health, mental health. Fuck off. Something about an Australian woman who's going to be the first, probably the first Australian astronaut. So the first astronaut to wear an Australian badge to go into space, trained with the European Space Agency. Great, that's it. That's all we need to know about that. 10 pursues Lerman for costs. That's Channel 10 is pursuing Bruce Lerman, the rapist, for the costs of the trial when he brought the defamation sort of case against Channel 10 and lost because the judge said, essentially, you are a rapist. And now 10 is saying he should pay the court fees, and he should because he's a fucking scumbag. Lerman, is that a Pakistani surname? Modi, so this is world news. Modi powers accused of intimidation. Singapore, the ABC's lead India correspondent Avani Dias has returned to Australia after a campaign of intimidation and bureaucratic meddling by the nationalist government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Not interested. Police crack down on Gaza campus protests. Police have arrested dozens of people at pro-Palestine demonstrations at Yale University in Connecticut and New York University in Manhattan as the war in Gaza continued to reverberate through US universities. Crackdowns by police came after Columbia University cancelled in-person classes yesterday in response to protesters setting up tent encampments at its New York City campus last week when more arrests were made. Demonstrators blocked traffic around Yale's campus, demanding the university divest from military weapons manufacturers. Police arrested more than 45 protesters, according to the Senate. In New York, officers moved on the crowd shortly after nightfall as hundreds of demonstrators for hours defied university warnings and they faced consequences. Vacate a plaza where they had gathered. Video on social media showed police taking down tents in the presence of a New York police spokesman said arrests were made after news. Major university donor Robert Kraft's also unsatisfied that Columbia was doing enough to protect Jewish students. Kraft. Anyway, there's that footage of that Jewish girl that's standing in front of the of all the protesters and with the shirt on it saying Jewish, and she's saying, "I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid." Like that, standing in front of and everyone's ignoring her. Everyone's ignoring you. They don't care about you. Go away. Nobody's interested in you. Oh, look at me, I'm not afraid. We should be afraid because no one's paying any attention to you. Fucking get over yourself. It's pathetic. Court rules against presidential election rerun. That's in Singapore. I'm not interested. BBC presenter resigns over teen photo scandal. That is Hugh Edwards, who is a broadcaster for the BBC. He was one of the guys who delivered the news of Queen Elizabeth II's death. And he's the guy that paid $35,000 to a person, a 17-year-old person. Not sure if it was male or female. It doesn't really make any difference. For pictures, and apparently that was going to pay for the person's drug habit. And why did he do that? Why did he do it? Oh, he was suffering from serious mental health issues. Oh, mental health made me send $35,000 so that I could wank off to some pictures. Mental health. Oh, I killed this person, this gay lover of mine. I killed him. Mental health. Fuck off. Something about Kokoda, not interested. Net zero, here's a bright idea. Something about, I don't know, climate change, and it was something about whether offices turn off their lights in the building. I'm not interested. Oh, something about serious buyers got lucky. That's the brutal truth. I cannot tell you how jealous I am of the folks who've bought into the serious building. Water views, except the poor buggers who've got the Cumberland Street. What serious building? Never heard of it. Don't know what you're talking about. Doesn't warrant being in the newspaper. Not interested. Excuse me. Miffed mum's outrage does not stand up. So a mother took a seven-month-old baby to an Arj Barker comedy show. And the baby was making lots of noise, and Arj Barker told her to get out, and she got up and left, and there's a bit of an uproar. You shouldn't, you know, it's a baby. Fuck off with your baby. How many people have paid money to go to see Arj Barker, left their babies at home with a babysitter because they want to go and enjoy a night out without a bloody baby crying, and some self-righteous woman thinks she's entitled to turn up to a fucking paid for event where she can let her baby cry and everyone should just fucking put up with it? So Arj Barker rightly told her to get the fuck out, and she got out, and then a few other sort of patrons got up and walked out in solidarity. I would have said, yes, off you go, get fucked. state permit delays hold back race to renewables. State permit delays hold back race to renewables. New wind and solar farms are routinely waiting 6 months to 2 years for state planning permission as clean energy investors take aim at pinch points they say are obstructing urgent efforts to wean the grid off coal while keeping a lid on prices. Great. Find out some more about the Star. Not interested. Something about the halving of the Bitcoin supply. The halving of Bitcoin. Basically, the halving of Bitcoin means that there's a finite, obviously, amount of Bitcoin that will ever be produced. Can't remember however many that was. Was it 40 million? I looked it up the other day and I've totally forgotten. Anyway, as the miners uncover the sort of unlock code for the transaction and they get paid some Bitcoin, they basically are halving now. I don't even know what I'm talking about there. I'm not going to carry on. I'm just going to turn the page. It's not important. I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't think I can say it properly, so I'm just going to move on. A Double Bay car park project hits roadblock with council planners. Oh, I don't know if anyone's interested out there. I'm sure you've all been losing sleep over a Double Bay car park project. So exciting, I'm not going to read it. Oh, Beckham calls foul on Wahlberg. David Beckham is suing his former neighbour and friend Mark Wahlberg over a failed celebrity endorsement deal with the embattled Australian fitness franchise F45, which allegedly cost him $10 million US. The former footballer says Wahlberg was instrumental in signing him into the deal in 2020, which saw Beckham become one of F45's celebrity ambassadors ahead of its public float on the New York Stock Exchange the following year. I've been a fan of the F45 franchise and training model since being introduced by my friend Mark Wahlberg, Beckham said after becoming a global brand ambassador for F45. The former Beverly Hills neighbours are now on opposite sides of the US District Court legal battle over shares in the company that Beckham was promised. Wahlberg was a significant investor in F45 at the time of Beckham's agreement and a director of the fitness group. F45 started with one gym. Anyway, does David Beckham really need to bother with that? I mean, wouldn't you just go, oh, fucking forget it, I can't be bothered. But no, they're doing that. And then there's a whole page on Martha Wainwright. No, I couldn't be less interested in Martha Wainwright. And MasterChef Australia's on at 7:30 tonight. That's the Sydney Morning Herald. And now I'm reading the Australian. 12 pages of utter bullshit. Something about there was the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs rugby league team in Australia. There was a guy called, what was his name? Jackson Topine, was late to a practice and was made to wrestle with about 30 of his teammates. And now he's suing the club for various things. That's all I can be bothered to read of that. Security chiefs to target tech giants. Australia's top spy and police chief will put tech companies on notice over terrorist spies and criminals using end-to-end encryption and artificial intelligence to stoke extremism. Hang on. Australia's top spy and police chief will put tech companies on notice over terrorist spies and criminals using end-to-end encryption and artificial intelligence to stoke extremism, disinformation and foreign interference, harm children, build weapons and plan attacks. Australian Security Intelligence Organisation ASIO Director General Mike Burgess and Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw will warn on Wednesday that technology is not above the rule of law and accuse social media giants of refusing to snuff out extremist poison. In a rare joint address to the National Press Club following last week's church terrorist attack and Bondi Junction murders in Sydney, Mr Burgess and Mr Kershaw will focus on criminals and extremists weaponising the expansion of end-to-end encryption by tech giants. Anyway, okay. PM betraying hawk reforms. Couldn't be less interested in that heading. US hasn't wavered on Aussie nuclear subs. Something about the AUKUS Australia UK US partnership, something to do with the submarines. Can't be bothered to read it. Can't be bothered to read that about neo-Nazis. Can't be bothered to read that. Spears taken by Captain Cook returned after 254 years. Not interested. Pro-Palestine teachers slam Anzac legend. On the eve of Anzac Day celebrations of the nation's military service, the Australian War Memorial has defended its education programme, saying they're aimed at assisting students to interpret and understand the nation's military history. Responding to sharp criticism from the Teachers and School Staff for Palestine group, the Canberra institution said its education programmes were designed to align with the national curriculum. As described on the memorial's website, the goal of our programmes is to assist students to remember, interpret, and understand the Australian experience of operational wartime services and during... I'm just going to fall asleep. I'm not interested. Something about the Kokoda track. Turning the page. Oh, hard to explain. Petrol prices surge back to near record highs. National petrol prices have jumped by 25 cents a litre over the past 3 months to be back within striking distance of the peaks recorded at the time of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 22. And it's hard to explain. How can the prices have gone up? Because people are greedy cunts. That's why. Some cunt has put the price up to make more money. It's not fucking hard to explain. They're all cunts, all of them. Everyone running the businesses, they're all greedy cunts. All there's a shareholders, dividends, profit, profit, profit. They're all cunts, the lot of them. Every single one of them, they're either fucking rapists, abusers, they're fucking megalomaniacs, they're fucking control freaks. They're all cunts, the people at the top of all of these. Everyone, the whole paper is full of cunts. That's all it is. It's just a whole string of stories about different cunts doing cunty things. So that's why the fucking price of the petrol's gone up. It's not that fucking hard to understand unless you're an utter spastic. Long wait, elderly plead for urgent aged care help at home. Four more. I can't be bothered to read that. Sorry, I can't be bothered to read any of it. Lerman costs demand has sting in the tail for Wilkinson. That's about the rapist who's going to be, I think, forced to pay the legal costs of Channel 10 because he's a fucking dirty rapist and tried to bring a bloody defamation case against someone that called him a rapist, but he's a rapist. Mental health, same story about the fucking guy that murdered somebody because of mental health. Something about a woman called Jackie Trad, who was the former Queensland Deputy Premier. I'm not interested. School dropouts hit 13-year high. School dropout rates have risen to the highest level since 2010 after nearly one in four teenagers failed to finish year 12 last year. At least 50,000 students dropped out of school in 2023, new data from the Australian Curriculum Assessment Reporting Authority has revealed. Nearly half of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students left school before finishing year 12. Among all students, only 78.7% finished year 12, the lowest rate of school completion in 13 years. Boys were more likely to drop out than girls, with a spike in apprenticeship at commencements last year indicating the trades are sucking students away from the former schooling system. That's no problem there. Jacinta's call shouts, I'm not Dan. Jacinta Allen, never heard of her, not interested. Broken, and it's about mental health probably. Oh, is there anything else on mental health? Security policy is lazy, say farmers. That's all I need to read there. No one's interested in that. The security thing about the tech giants. Oh, here we go. Palestinian refugee agency suffers political bias. UNRWA, you know, the one that that apparently had some people that were involved in October the 7th, and everyone stopped the funding that was going to the Palestinians because of that. They must do more to make sure the people inside their organisation aren't biased. Dozens arrested as White House lashes anti-Semitism on campus. Dozens were arrested at a pro-Palestinian protest at Yale University hours after the White House condemned blatant anti-Semitism during widespread demonstrations on college campuses. At least 47 trespassing arrests were made. Tensions at elite universities have been high since the October 7 terrorist attacks on Israel. Yes, it's not since the October 7 terrorist attacks on Israel that tensions have been high, because that would mean tensions have been high against the fucking Islamic people. No, the tensions have been high against probably Jewish people because they're supporting the killing of 35 to 40,000 Palestinians. Oh, since October the 7th. The White House said, while every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic and unconscionable and dangerous. How dare you protest and say that you don't agree with something that's anti-Semitic. We're allowed to do whatever we like. Slavery scams threaten security. I don't know what that means. Can I be bothered to read it? I can't, so I'm not reading it. US vows speedy delivery for Kyiv. US President Joe Biden overnight on Monday promised that tens of billions of dollars of much-delayed military aid would be quickly sent to Ukraine as the country suffered a new battering from Russian airstrikes. Russian strikes, and a top official warned that Ukrainian troops faced worsening pressure. President Vladimir Zelensky thanked Biden for unblocking $61 billion in military assistance, speaking in a phone call in which the two leaders discussed the latest attacks, including the toppling of a major television tower in the war-battered city of Kharkiv. We need more money. We need more money. Actually, that's how he says it. Give us more money. No one's interested, Vladimir, because you're another fucking dodgy cunt. Military choppers crash, kills 10 in Kuala Lumpur. Not interested, got nothing to do with me. Oh, 100,000 evacuated as flood swamp China. Not interested. That's it. It's 25 minutes. I'm hanging up because it's shit.